If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time for our Friday dining guide, and this week we're going to talk about the best of the burbs, where to eat and drink outside the city. It's the August issue of Chicago Magazine. The dining editor, Amy Cavanaugh, joins us. Amy, this was a great idea, covering all of the places outside the city.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you know, we were talking about our annual best of issue, and we realized that there was so much great stuff happening out in the burbs that we felt like it needed its whole feature.
Are the places that are in here mostly new, or have they been around a long time?
Most of them are pretty new. Most have really opened in the past, you know, 2 or 3 years.
Let's talk about some of these, and we have to start with Donuts, of course, a morning favorite. And you guys write about a great place in Elmhurst, Sweet Circle. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Sweet Circle offers internationally flavored donuts. They have a mango lassi Indian-inspired donut, a Mexican mole-inspired donut, an Arabic Dubai chocolate-inspired donut, and they're constantly adding new offerings to their lineup. You know, you can get your classic glazed or old-fashioned if you're there, but when you're there, you should really be seeking out some of these very cool flavors.
Everybody seems to be talking about that Dubai chocolate. That's a big trend now, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's based on a candy bar that combines chocolate and pistachio and phyllo dough.
Sweet Circle, they are also in Schererville, Indiana. Let's move on to what Chicago Magazine headlines, the best bar for people who read the whole menu. That's in Glen Ellen. It's Common Good Cocktail House. What's special about that place?
Yeah, so Common Good opened a few years ago from some folks who were bartenders in the city, and they saw a lot of folks from the suburbs coming in to drink at their bars like Longman and Eagle, and decided to give suburban folks a bar of their own. So they have a serious background in drinks, and they're doing some very cool stuff out there. New menus each season with 30 drinks, so there's definitely a lot to try. Really kind of pushing the boundaries of what cocktails are.
Cozy living room vibes is what you write, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's out in Glen Ellen. As far as the North Shore, Highland Park covered here. Best new breakfast burrito. Let's hear about this.
Yeah, so that's Nico Libre's Bakery and Cafe, and our writer is going for the breakfast burrito, which is stuffed with chorizo, eggs, cheddar, and hash browns with some salsa verde on the side. It's run by a woman who is a native of Mexico City, and she opened her cafe 2 years ago serving pastries and conchas and other things like that, but it's the breakfast burrito that really has our writer's heart.
What's the name of that place again?
It's Mil Calibres Bakery and Cafe.
And let's see, LaGrange, there's a pastry shop that is featured in Chicago Magazine, the Bellbird Bake Shop. Let's hear about that.
Yeah, so that is run by husband and wife owners who worked at really great spots in the city, Publican Quality Bread, Grace. And they're serving just beautiful pastries out in LaGrange, seasonal pastries. So they use a lot of, you know, local produce and fruits and things like that. And so people are, you know, coming in for brioche buns with eggs and chorizo and guajillo salsa. And it's really doing something different.
Nice. The Bellbird. I saw the term laminated pastries in your article. I don't know that I've ever heard pastries referred to that way. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Looks good, though, huh?
Yeah.
Back to how to eat and drink your way through the suburbs with Chicago Magazine's dining editor, Amy Cavanaugh. As I think I've mentioned to you many times, Amy, you can't have enough delis around here, and there's a relatively new one in Evanston you wrote about. Tell us about Mench's.
Yeah, so Mench's is from a three new Trier alums who really wanted the kind of diner that they grew up with, which we all love. And so you can head in for wonderful corned beef and pastrami sandwiches, babka French toast, matzo balls, all the classics.
They have another one now in Glenview. I've gone past it. It looks good. I have to try that. I'm told by Haley from our staff that the White Sheep, and you call that the best place to brunch on a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday out in Orland Park, is fantastic. Fill us in.
Yeah, so, you know, brunch every day is an offering you don't see all that often. So it's really nice to have a place that, you know, lets you do that. Our writer goes in for the all-American hash brown with eggs and Brussels sprouts, and comes with pancakes on the side. And they also have house-made donuts. So it's a great spot for when you're craving brunch midweek.
The White Sheep in Orland Park. And then also in Chicago Magazine in the August issue, you cover the best Japanese eats in the suburbs. And you've got a few places listed. Give us some highlights of this section.
Yeah, our dining critic used to live in Japan, so he loves these kind of, you know, places that Japanese expats seek out, including Torizen in Schaumburg, where he goes for Berkshire pork tonkatsu for lunch. Torino Ramen is a classic Japanese ramen shop, but they also have a menu that includes like sushi and some other good small plates. And then Ramen House Sinshan, which has a couple locations, serves great ramen, but also curry rice, which is what our dining critic's order is.
Yeah, I love the ethnic places you've got in here, and that's one of the great things about the Chicago area. So many great spots. Middle Eastern food in the southwest suburbs, you've got one, two, three, four, five places that you like. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so one of the spots that's getting a lot of attention lately is M. Dekan, which the name translates to smoked in Arabic. So they serve smoked meats, and the menu here includes both Middle Eastern and American-influenced dishes. But the dish to get is the smoked beef rib, which is a really huge portion of food that comes with, you know, super tender ribs, and you can get it served over rice or fries.
Yeah, and you've got some interesting categories, too, in the August issue, including best place for pretending you're in Moscow, circa 1995, a place called Yana's Speakeasy in Highland Park. What's this place all about?
Yes, so this was my favorite headline we did, too. This is a fun one. It's a woman named Yana Kernberg who opened a barbershop, and during the pandemic, customers were coming to get their haircut, and she was serving them drinks. So she opened a bar next door, and it has an Eastern European menu with dishes like borscht and stroganoff, and she also serves cocktails, and there are drinks like horseradish vodka. So very fun spot.
Yeah. And in Evergreen Park, you list a place that you say is the best spot for slurping faux and sipping a fancy lychee martini. What's the name of this place in Evergreen Park?
Yeah, it's Tsitsi's, and it is a Vietnamese and Thai-influenced spot, you know, on the far south side, where our writer really loves the, you know, the beautiful dishes, like the seafood clay pot, and, you know, she goes in for a lychee martini, which is made with fresh fruit. So it feels like a special spot in an area that, you know, doesn't have a lot of higher-end restaurants.
Right. This caught my eye. Best farm-to-table cafe where you can pet baby goats. Really?
Yes.
Okay. In Lake Forest. What's the name of this place?
It's the Cafe at Alawa Farm, which is a nonprofit foundation, and there's a farm where, you know, you can sample the veggies that are grown nearby, as well as other local farms. They have a great breakfast sandwich with an egg custard patty, bacon, and Wisconsin cheddar. But then you can, you know, take in the bucolic scenery, and there are baby goats that you can go pet.
If you want. You know, I didn't realize until I read in Chicago Magazine this month that a lot of top Chicago chefs have been opening restaurants outside the city. Now, is that because that they're going where the business is? Because a lot of people, for one reason or another, and we talked about this with the mayor the other day, aren't coming into the city?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people headed out to the suburbs during the pandemic, and that includes chefs, too. So, you know, these chefs are opening restaurants in their own backyards. And so, you know, you have people like Todd Stein, who made his name at places like Formento's in Chicago, has recently opened Deer Park in Highwood. I went shortly after it opened, and, you know, the room is absolutely packed with diners, and, you know, the food is excellent. So there's definitely some, you know, big name chefs making their name in the suburbs now.
Yeah, you also highlight the Graceful Ordinary, Chef Chris Kern in St. Charles, and the Gregory in South Barrington from Chef Jose Sosa. Read all about it in the August issue of Chicago Magazine. Amy Cavanaugh, thank you for filling us in, and happy dining this weekend.
Thanks for having me.